Nearly half of convicted UK terrorists sentenced to less than 4 years behind bars. By Kurt Zindelka on March 8, 2021. The United Kingdom's lax judicial system saw nearly half of all convicted terrorists receive less than 4 year prison sentences last year. Home Office figures released on Thursday revealed that 9 of 49 convicted terrorists received jail sentences of less than 1 year, while an additional 13 offenders were sentenced to terms between 1 and 4 years. This means that 45% of the convicted terrorists will be eligible for release after serving short sentences. Only 3 offenders were handed life sentences in 2020, and just 1 terrorist was handed a sentence of over 10 years. 15 more convicted terrorists were given sentences between 4 and 10 years, the Evening Standard reported. The data also showed that last year, some 42 terrorists were released from prison, including one offender who had received a life sentence. Of the 209 terrorists still in custody at the end of 2020, 156 were Islamist jihadis, while 42 were far-right radicals. Terrorists, alongside other violent criminals including killers, sexual predators, and armed robbers, often are sentenced to life sentences in Britain. However, it is very seldom that these criminals actually serve the rest of their lives behind bars. Attempting to rectify this, in February of last year the government passed the Terrorist Offenders Restriction of Early Release Bill, which would prevent terrorists from being freed early. The legislation followed the Streatham knife attack, which saw a convicted terrorist, Sudesh Aman, stab 2 people days after being released halfway through his term. But the legislation only mandated that convicted terrorists serve at least 2/3 of their sentences and be subjected to a parole board hearing, compared to the half sentence which is required for most criminals in the country. Some terrorists are arrested following early intervention from police, meaning that they were charged on lesser offenses and therefore are only subject to short stays in prison. Last February, it was revealed that over the 7 years prior, some 163 convicted terrorists were released early. In 2020, terror-related arrests fell to the lowest level in 9 years, with 185 people being arrested on terror offenses amid an overall drop in crime during the coronavirus lockdowns. Terror-related arrests fell among every age group, with the exception of under-18s, who saw a rise of over 50%, with 19 being arrested, up from 12 the previous year. The Met's Senior National Coordinator for Counterterrorism, DAC Dean Hayden, said, despite facing unprecedented challenges brought about by the pandemic, counterterrorism policing continued to keep the public safe by making 185 arrests across more than 800 live investigations, stopping 3 possible terror attacks in the process. While the rest of us have been focused on protecting ourselves and our families from this terrible disease, terrorists have not stopped planning attacks or radicalizing vulnerable people online. As we follow the government's roadmap out of the tightest restrictions, there will be greater opportunity for terrorists to operate. And we want the public to join the police, security staff, and retail workers in a collective community effort to minimize the chance of attack. I would urge everyone to remain vigilant. The early release regime in the UK has seen many convicted terrorists be discharged into the communities they once terrorized. One such terrorist, Mohammed Shahjahan, was convicted alongside the London Bridge killer in 2013, yet was ultimately released back into Burslem, Stoke-on-Trent, despite having previously plotted to bomb the town. Another notable example is Qazi Islam, a disciple of Islamist hate preacher Anjem Chowdhury, who only served half of his 8-year sentence. Following his early release, Islam moved next door to his convicted terrorist uncle, Qazi Rahman, in East London. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.